So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
We always turn to Teresa Murray, our consumer watchdog with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group. What can you tell us, Teresa?
Well, let's see, Lisa, where do we start? It kind of hits home when it's a well-known company like McDonald's, and it's something as American as like a quarter pounder. And so right now they are saying that there have been 49 people who have gotten sick, 10 of them hospitalized, one death, as you mentioned. So far it's contained to 10 states, but it looks like there's a distribution point that sells the supplies for the quarter pounders, and that affects a total of 12 states. So they've stopped selling the quarter pounders. Now, you might think that, you know, E. coli would be with the beef, but they're actually thinking that it may be the slivers of onions that are put on quarter pounders and apparently no other sandwiches at McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. And it's just, you know, I can see E. coli, someone in one McDonald's handling something, but it seems like this had to come from the distributor, right?
Well, it either came from the original onions when they were grown, when they were produced, when they were distributed, packaged, something, or it could be the conditions wherever the distribution point was. I mean, there are so many places along the food supply chain where food can get contaminated. I'm sure that the CDC and McDonald's are looking at all of them.
Yeah, and of course, McDonald's stock took a hit today, as it does with most of these recalls. We've seen so many on Listeria, and we've talked about that in the past, but who knew Listeria could be in a waffle?
Right, yeah, that's the other big one, which, of course, what do we always say about, like, food recalls, Lisa? When you hear about it 1 week, what happens?
Yeah, there's going to be more next week.
Yeah, so last week this waffle recall was announced, and just today it was announced that it expanded. It's hundreds and hundreds of products. About 200 products were added, so it's not just the waffles anymore. It's Belgian waffles, various pancake products at all kinds of supermarkets. I mean, the whole list of them, Albertsons, Aldi's, Dollar General, Food Hold, Kroger, Publix, Target, Walmart. Trader Joe's is in there, and Giant Eagle, which is a location near me, Food Lion. I mean, just tons and tons and tons of supermarkets. It's the, you know, it's the name brand, the private labeling of these products. And so now what happened, which, by the way, this company is based in Illinois. It's
right.
Treehouse Foods. And so now they've traced it to potentially a problem at that one plant, and so they're recalling all products that were manufactured at that one facility.
I was listening to a doctor speak about it today, and she said every step of food processing, there's an opportunity for contamination, and consumers want ready-to-eat food like waffles that you can pop in the toaster, and they're more processed as a result, which means more hands or more machinery has touched them. And but that's, Listeria is not just from contamination in a plant. Sometimes it comes from the water, but that's what makes it confusing about waffles.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will get to where exactly this came from. I mean, a lot of times it may not be the waffles per se. It could be something else, the equipment that's in that plant. I don't know what all that plant produces. Usually you see it with like unpasteurized milk. You see it with some cheeses. You see it with ice cream. So there could be some cross-contamination with various equipment. Like I said, they'll get to the bottom of it. But the thing that's really important, well, a couple of things. You know, we've talked about it before that Listeria, E. coli, and Salmonella, it's scary because you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. And so what are you going to do? Well, we all have to eat, right? So you really just need to control what you can control. And that starts with where you shop, what you do with the food when you have it in your home, washing your hands, washing the utensils, making sure you clean up spills, not leaving food out too long, that kind of stuff.
Right. One of the food safety lawyers that we always feature on the show said when it comes to the McDonald's quarter pounders, obviously not the cheese because they use the same cheese on many, many sandwiches, but they said he believes it's onions because they're served fresh, so they can become adulterated with E. coli through fecal contamination, that's through wastewater, water in the growing area, fertilizer, the proximity of the growing area to livestock. There are so many issues these days with food safety. And is it that the testing is better, Teresa? Are we uncovering these things before people get sick? Or in the case of McDonald's, it's after?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, it's a little bit of both. I mean, in this case, E. coli takes a little longer to track down because the first cases popped up in late September, and they said the last case that they've done testing on was October 11th. E. coli takes a few weeks for the lab testing to be done. Clearly, the CDC has been working on this, trying to connect the dots. They knew they had dozens of sick people, and they have to go through and interview them. Okay, you know, is anybody else in your house sick? Where did you eat? What did you eat? Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, they're able to connect the dots, and then they have all of the genome sequencing with the, if you seek medical care at urgent care or an emergency room or even your doctor's office, they can do lab testing on the various fluids, and that's what allows them to connect the dots. So, I mean, it is, I think the problem is that not so much that we're doing more testing. I think the problem that people are recognizing is there are so many common products, so many name brands. You know, a lot of times it's like these obscure products and there may be an undeclared allergen or there might be like some kind of granola bar or some kind of something that you've never heard of before. But we're talking about, you know, the Boar's Head lunch meat. We're talking about cucumbers. Yeah. We're talking about eggs. We're talking about McDonald's quarter pounders, for goodness sakes. And so it just hits harder because these are names that we all recognize.
Absolutely. And names that we have, you know, relied on for years. Thank you so much for joining us. What's that website that you always, or that app that you always say will alert you when there's a recall?
Yes, I've been touting it all day and all day yesterday. It's just called Food Recalls and Alerts. And if you look for it on your app store, it's a yellow icon and it has like a bullhorn and it's available on both iOS and Androids. I'm not a spokesperson for it. I don't get it. Yeah. And it's a free app, but it's really great because you can customize it. You don't have to get push notifications if you don't want your phone buzzing all the time. But it's really great to be able to find out. Because I've said before, a lot of times I get alerts on my phone with that app before the email ever goes out from the CDC or the FDA or the USDA.
Right. Thank you so much for joining us, Teresa.
Thanks for having us.